Footsteps by Simon Betterton. Copyright Burlington Books 2001. Chapter 1. John is a security guard, and he works in a big school. He wears a uniform, and he sits in a small office at night. He watches the long corridors on video monitors. He looks for problems, but there aren't many problems. John reads a lot, so he's not bored. Three times a night, he walks down the corridors, but nothing happens. Everything's quiet, and John can hear his feet on the floor. Sometimes he counts the steps in a corridor. Sometimes he simply listens to the sound of his feet, tap, 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 on the floor. Always the same footsteps, tap, 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 except for a special place in one corridor. Here the sound of his feet is different. Tap, 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 tap.
Twang, twang.
Tap, tap. Only two steps. There's an echo. Why is there an echo? John thinks. Is there a space or a room under the floor? He knows the place exactly because he counts the steps from the start of the corridor. He listens to the tap of his feet 14 times. He knows the next sound is twang. John decides to ask the headmaster, Alan Clark, about the echo. John likes Mr. Clark. Mr. Clark always helps when there's a problem. But when John asks him about the footsteps, he's very nervous and rude.
I don't know what you're talking about, Jim.
Why did Mr. Clark call me Jim? He sees me every day and he never makes a mistake with my name.